Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show. And, of course, The Usual Suspects aside from us three, that we like to include you guys because you are participatory members of our crew and make the show go a whole lot faster, better, and smoother. But some of you continue to try to slide one by. Some of these names coming up, Dr. Dre on 290, they're racy, let me put it that way. But we expected that out of you.
Yeah.
Now, if I could expect that same kind of veracity and ferocious attacking mode when you take on Trey next time, maybe we can then crown you the champion of the next Battle Royale.
Yeah. You got to, yeah.
You know?
Don't pick your spots. Yeah.
Don't throw the haymaker in our country name when you can't throw the haymaker at Juggalo Trey.
Keith Joel, y'all could be the three-legged dogs. I like that. Pimp C brought country rap to the map. See, here's what you're missing, guys. I'm not talking about rap music with a country feel. I'm talking about country music
with more of a gangster feel.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so, because everyone's like, Bubba Sparks. No. I know that country rap exists. I know about Toe Down. I know about, now I didn't know about this Appalachia Falls country road song.
Or this Dig Poe guy that I Googled and could not find.
Big Poe. That was close.
Dig.
It's real close.
Dig Poe.
It's Big Poe. Oh. And I did Google it, and don't waste your time.
Really?
Yeah. It's I want country music. So Colt Ford has a country song that's kind of gangster because he says, meet me at the Waffle House, bring my gun, need to someone to talk to before I hurt someone. See,
that's getting closer.
There.
Yeah, that's on the cusp of it.
Yeah. So I'm not talking about rap country. I'm talking about gangster country. Big difference.
Yeah.
All right.
Just Big Poe, by the way.
Big, yep. Dig. No wonder you couldn't find
Dig Poe.
I was sitting
here Googling for like 5 minutes. Yeah. Dig Poe.
Yeah.
Dig Poe.
You're going to end up finding something you don't want to find. You keep doing that. All right. So we teased it a while back, Barry, but before we get off the subject, because we did cover the Rockets for the first hour, but just kind of enlighten people in terms of what you had mentioned in terms of the defensive side of the basketball that does not end all be all start and finish with Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs.
Yeah, so I looked up the defensive wins share, and it's basically how many points you give up per 100 possessions. And so the defense, it's a good indicator of how good or bad a person is on defense, right? Mm-hmm. So right now the leader in the clubhouse is Rudy Gobert. He's a .062.
And if you haven't seen him, watch tomorrow night's game, because you look at him and go, come on, dude. And then you see what he does on both ends of the floor, and you're like, you have to respect that guy.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So let's see where to go. So that's number one. So he's number one in the league right now.
Can I just throw in real quick, by the way?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what Rudy Gobert's nickname is?
No.
It's really good.
What is it?
The Stifle Tower.
That's legit.
I like it.
That's really good.
It's really better than average.
Yeah. So in the top 10, you've got George Hill, Jordan Crawford, and I'm not going in order here, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. I mean, these are the guys. Steph Curry.
Jordan Crawford that just got picked up by the Wizards?
Yep. This has him with the Pelicans.
I'm sorry. Just got picked up by the Pelicans. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He's a .062 as well. So I basically, your first Rocket doesn't appear until 35. All right. Mm-hmm. So I isolated the Rockets. So this is the team itself. So who do you think number one is? Nick, chime in.
Team?
Probably.
Or individual? Oh, number one on the Rockets.
Yes, number one. Who's got the highest defensive win share on the Rockets?
I'm going to say Capella.
I said this would surprise you. Okay. Who do you say?
I would say Pat Beverly.
No. Eric Gordon is number one in defensive win share. That's why I said it was a surprise when I had it at the break. He's a .043, which makes him 35th in the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, on the team, that's first. Second is a three-way tie between Trevor Ariza at .034, Pat Beverly at .034, and James Harden, .034. So, say what you will, but James Harden is defensive, statistically, putting up better numbers than guys like Capella and even Brewer when he was here.
So, Nick, what that tells
Capella
us is...
Capella is ninth on the team at
Barry is proving that he agrees with Kurt Lowe.
About?
James Harden playing defense.
I mean, I think he plays, but doesn't he? He's always up there in steals. Steals-wise, he's always up there. He's averaging 1.5 steals a game. That's not bad.
No. But there's, again, you can factor in a lot of ways depending 1.8. On how you want to look at that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to bash James at all, but I'm just saying a lot of people will say, well, that's when you either don't get back on defense or you miss a shot and you're lazy, but in the passing lanes, the ball gets knocked free and you pick it up and that's a steal. But that's irrelevant. The bigger thing for me is when you were talking about all that was just the fact that Eric Gordon's coming off the bench too.
Yep.
One of the things that you have to factor in is when you're playing defense against the other team's starting five, normally that starting five are your five best players or close to it. Gordon catches a break, but I also love the fact that because he's kind of more in his element, because he's not putting that extra pressure and all those extra minutes and all that extra grind on from being a starter, that he has really upped his game on the defensive level. And from a ball handling perspective, from an activity standpoint, you know, you look at his career with the Pelicans and you say, man, he broke down. He just didn't have it. He couldn't turn the corner. He couldn't stay with guys. All that can be thrown out the window with the Rockets.
Yeah.
He's just in the right spot.
And I've made the comments before that I really like seeing his activity on defense. I mean, Eric Gordon is, if you haven't watched, because a lot of times you'll watch and you kind of watch the whole floor. But on several occasions, because I remember having the discussions about Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson and the lack of defense that they bring to this team. So I've watched Eric Gordon all year and have been impressed with what he does. I mean, and I've mentioned last week, I talked about him denying the pass. Those are those little things that start to make a big difference on defense. So don't sleep on what he's contributing when he's out there with the second team defensively. And then last thing on these numbers, just for reference, Kawhi Leonard, where would you think he would be? Top 25 or no?
I mean look, bottom line is you would think he's top 25.
You would say he's right now he's 26 at .044. So, I mean, he is playing good defense, don't get me wrong, and he's averaging 1.9 steals a game. But I was surprised to see some of those contributors.
A lot of that helps that they play great team defense.
Sure, absolutely. And it helps that there are two guys in the top 25, and he's not. Danny Green, LaMarcus Aldridge, both top 25.
And Danny Green, that one baffles me as well. Yeah. All right, we got plenty more show to go. We want to change gears here because we got callers that want to talk about football a little bit too, so we'll get to those. We've got other stories that we can bring up. And, of course, the names keep coming in. And now Scott in Deer Park is calling all tweeters out that it ain't Dre and it ain't Trey, that he's the Andre the Giant of the Twitter world because he said he put Trey down when they got into it. So that's a side piece that they can work out on their own time. ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Buried Nick and Joel till 4. God forbid that our country name would be The Usual Suspects.
You know?
It kind of fits.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there as it popped into my head.
Would your rap name be Kaiser Soze? That's not a bad MC name.
Yeah. Kaiser Country.
There you go. Now, see, because some guys will take things from, like remember Two Life Crew? Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
So you could pick like a...
Or Kaiser So Say Me. Who says Kaiser So Say Me? And you know what else I'm going to say at the end of that?
What?
Starts with a B. All right. Emron, you've been waiting patiently. You want to get in here. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Up, man?
Hey, so I wanted to talk a little bit about football and the future of the Houston Texans.
Okay.
I was listening to Mike and Mike in the morning when I was on my way to the office. They were talking about Tony Romo to Houston. Now, is that becoming more and more of our reality now? That we're going to get broken quarterback from Dallas?
I won't say it's a reality. I reported yesterday what I had read, which was that there were four teams that were supposedly in the running for Romo. It's now down to two. They say the Broncos would be the leader in the clubhouse and the Texans right there behind them.
Yep.
Okay, and I guess that's that. And I had a name for y'all's little boy band.
Hey, whoa.
See, we're gangster country. We can't be a boy band.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? This is gangster country, son. Don't make me load up my six shooter.
All right. So it is Barnyard Outlaws for y'all.
Bo, that's not bad.
Barnyard Outhouse?
Outlaws. Barnyard Outlaws.
Okay.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It does sound gangster.
Yeah. If Joel like breaks loose and starts a spinoff group, Barnyard Outlaws. Jeez. No.
Love y'all's show, man. I'm having a really down day, so y'all keep putting a smile on my face.
Hey,
so,
man, I hope it gets better for you, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
it. Gets better.
Yeah, my spinoff group would be 68 degrees.
Which is also the temperature in the studio most days, which is why my nipples are so hard right now. I don't understand.
But the fluctuation is what kills me, because Tyler sneaks in here and then he changes, and we're either in hell or the tundra.
That really pisses me off that he comes in here and changes it because he's cold, but he's way down there and we're in here making magic.
Yeah, every 2 days.
I can tell you this too. The other thing that's more disturbing than that, one thermostat in the studio controls all the way down the hall to us and around the corner.
It almost makes me want to just turn it down to spite him every time he comes in and turns it off. Like, I literally just want to crank it down to 50.
Thursday, we should all sneak parkas in here.
Yes. And just put it on 40.
Crank it down on like 40-something.
We're going to do that.
And then lock the studio door.
Bring a jacket.
And just watch everybody start pounding on it during breaks.
Bring a jacket. We're going to put it on like 45 or 50 or however
low. We'll do that tomorrow, actually.
No, we're not here. Tomorrow, we're at Biggio's.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
With the Marriott Marquis downtown.
Thursday.
Right, that's what I said.
I'm bringing a jacket. You bring a jacket.
Yep.
If it gets bad, we can just all huddle together.
Snuggle. We're not going that far. We're not even a country band yet.
Should we be promoting that? You guys are at Biggio's tomorrow?
Did you what?
Should we be promoting it?
I just did.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow at the Marriott Marquis downtown, the usual suspects, at least two of the three, will be whooping it up at the grand opening of Biggio's.
Whooping it up.
See what I'm doing there? See what I'm doing? Well, it is rodeo season, and we are trying to find our country name, so we're going to be whooping it up down at Biggio's.
Yeah.
Down there on the first floor of the two-level great sports bar, the Marriott Marquis, right across from the GRB. You know what I'm saying there? See how that flows together, too?
I see that.
You come down and see us between 1 and 4 o'clock. You can get some valuable interaction with the, what'd I say we were? The Solo Cup Snipers.
Solo Cup Snipers. Somebody says that Barry thinks every band name is the coolest one. Yeah, that's because so far these have all been good names. The Solo Cup Snipers, that's a legit good name. The Barnyard, what was it? Barnyard Gangsters?
Or something Outlaws?
Like that. Barnyard, yeah. Those are good. Like, if someone comes with a terrible one, I'm not going to give them credit for it, jerk. I'm just like, these are good names. What do you want me to say?
Speak about more of the soft, subtle jerk. Dre says, Joel's country name, Shooter McBlank.
I was just looking at this.
And Nick's is Too Quick Nick. Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah.
See, this is a bad name, the Incest Boys. No.
Yeah, no.
That's a terrible
wrong.
Name.
No.
That's a terrible name.
That's like
name.
When Nick suggested we all wear chaps when we do our first concert.
Ooh.
Did I say that?
In a break, didn't you?
Did.
I don't remember that.
You said hats. It was kind of like Dig Poe as opposed to Big Poe.
I was going
to
say chaps. Are we going assless? Are we going to go like just the chaps?
Because
no
you
pants?
Haven't hit it big time, literally, until you went assless chaps.
No pants, just chaps, and no shirts, obviously.
That ain't happening.
I mean, no obviously no that. Shirts, no. Right?
Well, then we might as well just change our name to the Village People. That's just not going to happen.
I think that's already been used.
Yeah, that gig is already, that ship has sailed, so to speak.
The Outhouse Dirt.
No,
that's not.
Now the names are slipping.
Yeah. See? Whoever that was that texted that I think every name is good. No, I don't.
We'll shoot down the ones that
don't. Not that good.
And we'll shoot it down with a six shooter if we have to. That's the way we do things around here.
No, Jerry, I'm not reading that name. That's not a good one. That's racist. I'm not reading that. Save those. I'm not reading those at all. Not going to happen.
All right. So, by the way, gone in 58 seconds. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. Andrew Bogut makes his debut with the Cavaliers, and God forbid the guy when he ran out of the locker room that said break a leg, because he did. So Bogey is no longer in consideration for the Cavaliers.
All that.
Yep.
All that buildup. Yep. All that hype. All that.
That was
talk
like
a, and
did y'all see the highlight?
58 seconds. I did. What a freak.
It was
accident.
Almost like a weak leg whip. It was just like he just kind of stuck his leg out a little bit.
I saw something that said LeBron said he heard the
crack.
Oh, that's
ugh. Yeah.
Dude.
My big thing in all the articles I kept trying to read and I couldn't find it was, what's the prognosis for recovery? Like, is he done for the year? Or
I'm sure.
Because of playoffs and the time between series and everything like that, is there a chance they get him back?
I mean, if it's broken.
But it depends on, there's a difference between like a hairline fracture and like a legit break.
I mean, have you heard the crack though? It's probably not just a hairline fracture.
Yeah, I didn't really look at the severity of it, but you could tell he was in a lot of pain. He had to be helped off the court.
Yep.
And it was,
And you understand what I'm saying? Like, if there's a hairline fracture, that'll heal on its own.
Yeah.
But if there's like, you need to like put the bone back together with some screws or something like that, that's going to take some time.
So how many minutes would this guy have gotten anyway? I was listening to Brian Geltzeiler on John and Rahil, and he said, it doesn't really hurt the Cavs that much. When Kevin Love was to make his return, that he wasn't going to get that many minutes anyway. I mean, does it really hurt the Cavs that much?
The thing that I would say to that is it was situational. So if you're playing a team with a big front line, or late in a game you need a rim protector, or you got foul trouble with Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love, it's an insurance policy. And he's a better than average defender.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can still play.
Sure.
I mean, this isn't, they didn't go, now, depending on who they do go and get to, if they go and get anyone. But this isn't a bum. I mean, this wasn't just a body. This is a dude that can still play.
Experience.
This is why the Rockets were interested, whether you believe that they were or were not.
Right.
I mean, he can still play. So it is a loss because it's depth. And in the playoffs, you want that depth.
And that's a typical Rockets thing to do. If they get left at the altar, then they weren't interested. And then the minute that he said he was going to sit down and talk to teams and one of them was the Rockets, they were interested all along. They play the PR game that way. Look, you should be interested. If you want to contend and there's a guy out there that has not only NBA experience but playoff experience and he's an above-average post defender, you should be interested. And there's nothing wrong with saying that and then having him pick a team like the Cavaliers.
Yeah. Did you see I saw a list of possible replacements that the Cavs might pursue to replace him.
I did not see that list.
Ugh.
But I'm telling you right now, it's slim pickings out there unless teams...
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Larry Sanders, Eric Moreland, Jared Sullinger, Anderson Varejao, and Kendrick Perkins.
Jared Sullinger,
isn't he on a roster still?
This says he's a free agent.
Because right now, and I think in order to be eligible for the playoffs, that's why Golden State did what I mentioned yesterday with Calderon. In order to be eligible to play in the playoffs, you had to be... Oh, I guess when you're an outright free agent, you can still be signed off the street. It still can be eligible for the playoffs.
Yep.
But, okay. All right, so
that's
there you
got
that.
That's a nasty list, though.
It's not very impressive. So, all right, what is impressive is the fact that we are now on people trying to figure out our country rap... Our gangster country group name. And some people are taking it a step further and trying to find out our individual names. We don't need that much help. So we want you to be a part of the show. Please join in, chime in, or do what you need to do social media-wise. We are ESPN 97.5. Y'all don't want to hear me, just
want to dance. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Who's this, Nick?
Big K-R-I-T, Country Rap Tunes.
Big Crit! Like a
Why
critter,
a K.
Nick. Sometimes in the middle of the night, critters climb around in the dark.
big crit.
It's a big crit. I was moving the tractor last night about 9:30, and it was dark outside, and a big crit jumped out and almost grabbed my boot.
We are getting more names in.
And is that shocking to you?
They are subpar.
Mm-hmm. But you like them all.
You just got to send. Oh, here's a good one. Finally, the Trillbillies. I love that.
That's actually really good.
I really like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, some of these others, like a ton of them, I'm not reading. Trust me. I'm not reading the bad ones.
I like the Trillbillies.
Joel Shank and Barry Lamonwack.
Jeez.
Oh, that is terribly bad and hilarious.
I would have gone with Kaiser Jolse.
Look at what you
I did there?
Yeah. Yes, I do like the Trillbillies. Yes, settle down. No, I'm not buying you any Advocare. Stop it.
Please don't tell me that's another one.
People still like, no, it's just people just.
Or is this the guy that wants to hand deliver the meals to your house?
Stop. Yeah.
No. Specializing in mayonnaise.
This one sucks. I'm ignoring you. Here, I am Steve, OG Took on Twitter, the Juicy Booty Crew. No.
No.
That's not going down. No. Buttless Chapsticks. What?
See, no. You give Nestor. An inch, they take a mile.
Nestor, the Bucktooth Brawlers. That sounds like a wrestling name. We could be, if we were wrestlers,
yep.
You know, we would be the ones that come out like, what was the dude? He came out in overalls, big fat guy. With a
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
No. Oh, I can't remember the wrestler's name.
Oh!
No, that's Hacksaw Jim.
Is that him?
Oh, I can't remember. He was a country dude, too. And he used to come out in overalls with no shirt on.
I'm going to tell you this.
That would be how we would rap. No shirt.
It's amazing that you said that, because just going down the hall to get water during the break, and I saw Salisbury again, it would not surprise me in the least if sometime this week he shows up for work in overalls without any shirt underneath.
Yeah.
He has gone off the deep end. First it was the porn stash. Now he shaved his head. I fully expect Sean Salisbury will report to work at some point in the next week in just overalls, full Vince Wilfork. Overalls, no shirt.
You think?
I don't know what he's got going these days. He said he pulled the Laminac. He just decided last night he was going with the tight cut. He was just shaving it all off.
I was trying to think of a way to ease into it, but all right, just throw it out there. That's why I was like, let's see. Yeah, he literally went Britney Spears, gone cray-cray, and just shaved it all. I like it, though. It's a good look.
Craig Ackerman used to do the same thing. Craig Ackerman, my broadcast partner.
Hillbilly Jim. Sorry.
There you go.
Hillbilly Jim. Go ahead.
I remember Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah.
Craig would do exactly what you do. He just set the clipper on a certain level, and one day he'd just show up, and it was all gone. Neatly, tidily done, but all gone.
Dude, it's the best. I'm going to probably cut it tonight. You know what I mean? I want to have that nice, fresh cut for when we're at Biggio's tomorrow. I want to look my best for all of the people that are going to come out and see us.
Yeah, it should be SRO for sure.
Of course.
Biggio's going to be there, supposedly.
Is he really?
Supposedly, yes.
Supposedly.
Yes.
That would be especially nice.
That would be nice, right? Maybe he could join us for a while on the air.
I wouldn't mind that either. Barry, are you talking about Hillbilly Jim? Yes, I'm talking about Hillbilly Jim.
How about Matt Hibbert, who, again, gets the other Joel involved? He sends it to you and at Joel.
Just Joel, huh?
Yeah. So, Joel Gonzalez.
Yeah, he did. How did you see that?
It just showed up because Matt Hibbert is a friend of the show. Yeah.
Joel Gonzalez Rios from Monclovo, Cahuilla, Mexico.
Yep. Close, it's scary.
Whose bio says, and it's very similar to yours, una persona que se cae y se levanta. Okay, I obviously know no Spanish or how to read it, so I'll stop there. But he does have a bunch of lucha libres as his last tweet, and a girl with a nice rack. So I think I'm going to follow this guy. Lucha Libres and a nice rack gets a follow.
As in most things, the choice is up to you.
You're not going to follow Joel?
The choice is yours. No.
Why not?
Because that would add more confusion.
Look at that rack. You're not going to follow that?
Well, show Nick that.
Yeah, that's
Nick's following. Nick, if you're not following already, Nick, look at that.
Oh, by the way, I hipped you to this. What is Nick doing? Look, he's not
What's
even
listening. What's the Twitter handle
again? See, there you go. I knew it. He wasn't even looking. He looked up to see your computer screen, and all of a sudden, there he was locked in.
Just at Joel. Just at Joel. It's Joel Gonzalez Rios. We should have everyone follow him. He's already got like 1,600 followers, which is crazy. But this dude in Mexico will be like, why are all these people from Houston following me all of a sudden?
What did you say you hipped me to?
Yeah, I was going to hip you guys to, Red De La Cruz.
You did that already.
I hipped you to that,
yesterday.
The listeners.
Oh, got it.
You guys need to go out, Google Red, it's three words, Red, De La, and Cruz. She's a ring girl for the UFC, and I was not aware of this lady until it was brought to my attention. But do yourself a favor.
Mad skills?
Mad skills. She's Red_De La Cruz on Instagram, if that helps. And same on Twitter, Red_De La Cruz. But you're welcome out there in listener land if you go and look that up.
That's what you do.
That's how we do it in the
and then gangster. That's the gangster community. But then if we bring that old soundbite back from before with that one right there.
That's how we do.
There you go.
What was that one?
That was you.
No, that's a
you.
Bad one.
That is you.
That is
no
totally
way.
You.
No that way. Is you. And the second one sounds like you got a little throat congestion.
Yeah, that's not the first one I did, though. That was you deleted the first one.
Does the second one not sound like he's got Donald Duck in his mouth?
Yeah. That's why I wouldn't do that. I would know totally not
do
that.
Oh, I don't know.
Guys, I know.
I don't know. It could be the limo ride home after a Get Me excursion. Right there. You never know.
After a gal party?
Yeah.
I totally would do that drunk.
When Get Me got me.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure that would be something. Yeah. The nanny goat scarers. What?
I don't know. And then El Jefe needs to get back in class. Because he hasn't been here all day. And then he comes back and says, I think it's actually pronounced Ho-El.
Ho-El.
You know, because instead of Kurt Lowe with Joel. Go back to class, El Jefe.
Yeah. That's a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, nice job. Way to ruin the mood.
Did you look up Hillbilly Jim?
No, I didn't.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I knew who it was.
Do you want to dress like that for our first concert?
No, but Sean Salisbury does.
How come you don't want to dress like that? I think we should run our 40 times like Hillbilly Jim.
In assless chaps.
No.
I think you should run them in assless. See, Nick, this is the thing. Barry's always doing the suggesting. I think we need to turn the tables. I think you need to run your 40 in assless chaps.
See how he gets a little worked up?
Assless chaps running the 40.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
It would be funny.
Yeah. Except,
next to Juggalo Trey.
Except the, for the
who does not have to wear assless
except
chaps.
For the, what, can I wear like a, can I, well.
A banana hammock?
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
Because in the front, you know, there's nothing in the front of the assless chap either.
I don't think anybody wants to see the six shooter dancing in the wind.
No, you don't. Trust me, you don't. It's a wreck down there.
Yeah, even if they played
mess.
Was the country song "You and I Go Dancing in the Dark," you don't want to see that in the light or the dark.
It's just a mess down there. You don't want that.
Well, Manscaped, it'll be better.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All righty. There you have it.
You asked.
Mm-hmm. Hit him high, hit him low.
Manscaped?
As Trey would say, hit him where his red radishes grow. I absolutely do.
You don't shave down there?
For sure.
Okay. I was going to say.
Manscaping is a must.
Every man should clean up down there.
And if you don't, you're disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just like your poor woman.
Yeah. If you don't do some groundskeeping, then you shouldn't be disappointed when there's no play on the course.
You ever look for fleas on your dog? That's what it becomes. Then you're just looking for fleas and it's hard to find. And no, don't do that. Manscaped, guys. Manscaped.
There you go. It's a highly encouraged suggestion for you people out there. All right, indeed. We got plenty more show to get to. Look, everybody's worried about the Rockets. They lose last night. But if you look at the rest of the NBA.
I'm not worried.
Those that have been at the top all season long are also those that are struggling mightily these days. Need I say the names of the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Raptors? They're all struggling, people. Don't worry about it. That's why it's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And there's still plenty of things to be decided between now and the end of the regular season. We'll be back with much more ESPN 97.5. We can never be here again. Time heals,
one failed, one came up. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang! Something that never goes out of style. The song's called Out of Style, by the way, by the one, the only, Aaron Watson. He's performing at the rodeo tonight. Not sure if you know it or not, but the rodeo is now in full swing and underway. And it's Rodeo Houston time. That means because the rodeo kicks off tonight, for just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets tonight at RodeoHouston.com for Aaron Watson. Or buy them for the next, 3 weeks? Because the rodeo now is going to be consuming Houston for quite a while.
Yeah, I think I want to say 3 weeks.
It's like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to do any mutton busting, Nick?
I am not, but I do want to participate in something. I just don't know what.
Well, they always have that local radio and TV milking contest you could get involved in.
I would kill in that. Do they really have a milking contest every time?
Oh, all the time. Every year. Yeah. And I mean.
Have you ever milked a cow before?
Yeah, back home.
Really?
Because you had to. Yeah.
I've never. Barry?
Does my ex-wife.
Wow.
Does that count?
Wow.
No? All right.
Then Nick, no. If I'm betting on anyone, betting that you can squeeze that nipple better than anybody. That would be utterly ridiculous. Now, that was a dad joke. All right, so.
I love that he called his shot.
Yep.
Planked him! You texted last night, or you tweeted last night in your game. Did you do that?
I did do that.
So yesterday we were talking about Joel having a catchphrase when he shoots, and he said he did it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But
I
last
was so
night was
excited to read that
game?
Tweet.
Yeah, well, but last night wasn't the league game's tonight. Last night was pickup ball.
Okay, but
it was
still
cool.
Did
what,
it.
What was funny was when I walked into the gym. We got the same bunch of guys that normally plays on Monday night. A bunch of good guys. And a couple of them, the minute I walk in the gym, so you're going to start calling your shots now? I'm like, what?
Yes.
They're like, so what are you going to say when you bust a three on me tonight? I'm like, oh, my God. You guys are listening? They're like, yeah, we listen all the time, blah, blah, blah. So then the last
game. What are their names? Give their names.
Alex is one of them. Jose is another one.
See?
And then there was a couple other guys that were listening. But at the same time. So we just played pickup ball, and we were going back and forth. And I knew it was about that time where I had to hit the road because I got to drive back home. And I hit the game winner, and they're all looking at me kind of like side-eyed, like, what? And I couldn't think of any of the other ones. I just thought of it, and I just went, cash me outside. How about that? And they all just lost it. They all just started laughing. And I go, and on that note, I'll be outside in the parking lot getting my car. How about that? I'm out. And I left.
Nice.
They were still playing, but they loved it. So, yeah, we had fun with it.
Got to drop that on.
It won't happen tonight, by the way.
No? No?
Not in league games, no.
Come on, man. That's the best time. Church league?
Nope.
Like, you should just go, like, total heel, right? Like, I mean, just off the rails. When you hit that jumper in a dude's face, especially if it's game winner, just look at him and go, I told you Jesus don't love you, and walk off.
Yeah, this church league thing, I'm
telling
you.
That would be the best! Dude, you would break so many hearts. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't instigate it. I like to say I don't instigate. I used to
I don't believe that.
I don't instigate it, but I like to finish it. Oh, but there were plenty of
dude.
But I was talking last night. There was a guy that he came in late, but all of a sudden, from the time he got in, he's just one of those guys that shot. Yeah, first shot I took, busted off, and it was in. I'm like, and it started going in, and they're like, if there's one guy that you just don't want to start it with. And I'm just like, yeah. So I'm hitting fadeaways in the corner going, and he's like, oh, yeah, you got to fade out of bounds to hit that shot. And I'm like, because that's easy?
Yeah, that's harder.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, you really need to, you need to bring some realness to the church league. You need to bring some strength.
We brought enough realness that there was almost what they don't want in a church league last week. Yeah.
But bring some street, man. You got to bring some street ball. You got to
if we come up with the right country name, I could.
Like, break some hearts, man. Make people question their faith when they leave. Like, that's what you need.
That's just pushing it way too far.
Man.
I know. And by the way, Jason on Twitter makes a very, very good point.
Yeah, I've heard this 1,000 times. Who cares?
He's right, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chaps are inherently assless. It's understood when you say chaps that they have no ass. Sounds hilarious, though. Well, that's kind of why we mentioned it.
Yeah, that's the point. It's because it's no fun if you just say, let's all wear chaps. If you say assless chaps, that means your ass is hanging out. That means there's nothing under the chaps.
Right.
That's the difference.
Like the cheerleading in the NFL, the Broncos, the Colts, they, you don't have the luxury of wearing the little mini biker shorts under the chaps.
We could.
Jeez, you're weird sometimes. I'm telling you.
I just like, because he's like, I don't know what to say.
Can I, Nick, can you imagine? I always know what to say. It's just, I don't know if it's appropriate for radio.
Well,
but
of course,
at the same
he can
time,
dump it.
I mean, when you see these guys at the combine and they do the one arm behind their back and they do that like little half sprinters pose, nothing says gross me out more than a guy doing that in chaps.
Assless chaps.
Yeah,
that, despite what Jason and Troy Maddox say, because the difference is if you're wearing chaps with something under it, then you're just wearing chaps. If you just have chaps only with nothing under it but you and the boys, then yes, it's assless chaps. And by the way, speaking of you and the boys, someone had a compliment for you.
Uh-oh.
Somebody said the nicknames that Joel has for man parts are funny as hell. How many does he have? It's like he has an entire book just for man parts.
Really?
Yeah. Do you?
I don't remember what I used. What did I use?
I don't remember. You said something about the six shooter, and then earlier you were talking about radishes.
I do notice you use a lot of food. Slim Jim and the Twins.
You do use a lot of food, so I think that makes you hungry. I don't know.
No,
what,
nice try.
Why
no.
you do that?
No,
but you do have a lot of nicknames.
Grapes.
Yeah.
That was the polite way in our household growing up.
Grapes.
The grapes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he likes them. He thinks they're hilarious.
Don't strain the grapes. If you wear an underwear that strains the grapes, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Or a good feel.
True.
You'd know more about the feel. So we got two in the books now. 1 hour to go.
Someone said use Nair, by the way.
No chance.
I'm not doing that.
Nope.
No.
Nothing thanks. Says ingrown hairs and very painful.
Oh, my God. That's the worst when you get an ingrown hair down there.
Anywhere ingrown hairs are not good. But definitely you don't want the, like, you don't want the skin irritation because of Nair down at Fuzzy's Pizza. Let's put it that way.
See,
and that just came to my head. That was a new one. But I'm just saying, you just don't want that.
Right back.
Yeah.
Somebody said it's pronounced shaps. No.
No.
No. You're totally wrong, sir.
I'm sure it's pronounced humble, chaps. Too, instead of humble.
It's chaps, not shaps. No. I'm sorry. And that's a 307 area code. Where is that?
We'll have to look that up.
Where's 307 area code?
You check that out while we check out who's definitely making sure that we stay on the air.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with...
Well, they might know something about shaps. I'll switch it right now to shaps. Just this time.
Because I'm pretty sure when you bought the cologne back in high school, it wasn't shaps.
I wore canoe. I was a classy dude.
Canoe? I'm unaware.
You don't know what canoe is?
No.
Oh, it's the worst. That's the stuff. Other than Brute, it was like...
I think my best friend in high school bathed in polo.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Original
I used to wear
polo.
A lot of polo.
Oh. I mean, not just like a couple of squirts or anything.
Yeah.
He bathed in it.
Polo was one of those ones.
It was huge.
You couldn't go heavy, though.
Went heavy.
See, you can't, because then you just...
You could smell him two classrooms away, and during study hall, it was... Yeah.
You could always tell the dudes that didn't want to shower in junior high and high school. That because that's all they would do when they get done with the athletics. They just go in, put on whatever clothes they had, and then try to just cover up any funk with polo. Yeah. And it just smelled like a garbage can all day. It was terrible. Yeah, you had to go.
It smelled like someone sprayed polo on an armpit.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture, because right now is the time, and really there's no bad time to buy furniture in the Houston area, but if you're a Houstonian and you want reliable, quality, American-made furniture provided when they say they're going to provide it for you and service after the sale, it's Gallery Furniture. Everybody knows Mattress Mack. They've seen the commercials. They know he's been in the market forever. But now, three different locations to service you in the Houston area. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Post Oak at Westheimer in the Galleria area. And the mainstay, I-45 North, exit both ways on Tidwell Parker, where you can find Mattress Mack sitting right there at the front desk. He'll make sure his people take care of you, get you what you need at a price you can afford, and get you solid wood quality furniture that's going to last for a long time, so you'll become a repeat customer. Mattress Mack takes care of his people because he wants Houstonians to believe there's only one place to go for furniture, and it is Gallery Furniture. My entire house full of Gallery Furniture. Why? Because it's great. because it lasts, because he delivers it when he says he's going to, and because it is quality. So I'm telling you right now, go out and see Mattress Mack and his crew at Gallery Furniture. Pick one of the three locations. You won't be disappointed. Right now, Mattress Mack is offering his Macapedic sleep sets starting at $19.99, but right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card. Still has 2-for-1 recliners. And like I said, American-made solid wood dining room tables and chairs and living room furniture, and it's perfect, and it'll be a perfect fit in your house. And if you're looking for a perfect fit, there's also leather seating and special order upholstered furniture for your man cave or your movie room. You can't go wrong with Gallery Furniture. Go out and see Mac and his great staff that will take care of you at one of the three locations, because Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.